Good morning. Welcome to our Sunday edition of the Little Red Barn, pre-recorded on this Sunday. We hope you're having a fine day. I'm Dugan Fry. Along with Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers, we'll tell you where Uncle Bob is in just a moment. And let's get going.
In a little red barn on a farm down in Indiana, where I lay my backbone back of New Orleans. From the barnyard where the barnyard folks are pally, lemme dilly-dally, all the way from day.
And as I said, happy to have you along with us today. Now, this is the day that Bob gets a day off, and I have to work a little bit here, but I'm glad to do that because we've got Nancy and Sam and Jack and everybody all set. And Uncle
Hi.
Jay, take it now. Just wait your turn. Wait, take a little nap up there. And we're almost ready to begin, but not until Sam says...
Happy Sunday, everybody, and jot this date down right now.
What date, Sam?
February 16th. It's on a Monday.
What happened?
We're going to celebrate Jay Gould's 80th birthday anniversary, and the best part of it all, we're going to have cake and ice cream, and it's free, and you all come.
Oh, boy, that sounds like a deal and a half.
Let's walk on out to the barn and we can talk some more about that.
Yeah. You too, Pepper, come on.
Yeah, I sure hope that a lot of folks come, and I told Jay yesterday he's going to get mighty tired cranking all that ice cream.
Oh, I don't think so.
But Jay loves shaking hands with good friends.
Oh, yeah.
Now, where are we all going to congregate?
Well, it's going to be at what they call the Commons area. That's the one big area there in the center of South Town Mall. And Jack and I are going to carry out all the records. So
you coming too?
Sure. We're
Bob Seavers?
We're going to do our dinner on the farm live from there.
How about Big Bob Seavers?
I think Bob's going to be there.
He's going to be there.
Most all the
gang from Wolf.
Wolf personalities, right?
Yeah, Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers are going to be there.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to do to celebrate this special occasion?
What's that, Nancy?
I'm going to get me a brand new chunk, hunk. Well, what do I call it? A glob?
What?
A bubble gum.
Oh, bubble gum. All right.
You had me worried for a minute, I'll tell you. I had no idea where that was going.
A lot of people will remember when Nancy was called the Hoosier Bubblegum Queen.
Oh, yeah.
She blew bubbles as big as a basketball.
Listen. I think I'll challenge Jay Gould to a contest of who can blow the biggest bubbles because both of us are full of hot air.
You get that all tangled up in the stage, you're cleaning it up. I'm telling you right now.
I will.
You know what's got me worried, though? We're going to fire up that cake with those 80 candles. I'm afraid we're
going to
set the sprinkler system off or something there.
It's going to be fun, though.
That's February 16th on a Monday at 11:30 at Southtown Mall.
Wouldn't miss it, I'll tell you.
Right. Are we here?
Yeah. Come on in. I got the door. Let's put things down here. Good morning, Spot. How you doing?
Jack, bring your fiddle over here. Your barnyard
Stradivarius.
Why don't you guys get busy here and give us an example of the kind of stuff you're going to do out there?
Well, we've had fun on a Tin Lizzy years ago, but you haven't lived until you take a ride on a humpback mule.
The only song that I can sing is riding on a humpback mule.
I wish I had a needle and thread as fine as I could sew. I'd sew my baby by my side, down the river I'd go.
Riding on a humpback mule, riding on a humpback mule. The only song that I can sing is riding on a humpback mule.
That mule was born in a mountaintop and never had no schooling. He kicked the daylights out of me and, brother, I ain't fooling.
Riding on a humpback mule, riding on a humpback mule. The only song that I can sing is riding on a humpback mule.
Don't ever marry a skinny gal, I'll tell you boys, it's true. She'll pull the string in the bathtub and I'm afraid she'd go right through.
Jack! A little more fiddle, Uncle Jack. Yeah! All right! Okay, Nancy.
Now watch that mule go sailing, she's bound to do some harm. Here she comes again, right through Johnson's barn.
And when I pass her by, she winks a mulish eye. She goes,
ah, ah, ah.
Whoa, mule, whoa.
There she
goes, Jack. A little more, Uncle Jack. Ah, ah. Okay, honey, tell them one more time.
I'm gonna swap that humpback mule, get me a cotton bale.
Jackalass is under my arm and a possum by the tail.
Watch that mule go round the hill, watch him as he sails.
Watch him how he shakes his ears and how he shakes his tail.
Riding on a humpback mule, riding on a humpback mule. The only song that I can sing is riding on a humpback mule.
Oh!
That's Saturday night barn dance music.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
Boy, what a mule there. What a mule.
Oh, we should have had young Sam Katz play her a five-string banjo on that
one. You think she could have kept up with him?
One of these times.
Well, I'll tell you, this is the next portion of our Sunday Little Red Barn is brought to you by Maumee Valley Seeds in Woodburn, Indiana, distributors of Vita-coated quality seeds. You should be thinking right now about your soybean needs for spring and order your Maumee Valley soybeans now from your local Maumee Valley seed dealer. Tomorrow, of course, they have the private seed varieties that will fit into your farming patterns. Shawnee and Washington 5 are two Vita-coated varieties that your Maumee Valley seed dealer suggests for spring. Shawnee has proven to be an outstanding performer in the university data that's been compiled from tests in Indiana and Ohio. It has shown super field tolerance to Phytophthora root rot. Another top yield performer for Maumee Valley seeds is Washington 5, a straight-line variety. In field tests, Washington 5 was the top yielding soybean in the Pauline County test plot. For more information, contact your area Maumee Valley seed dealer or contact Maumee Valley Seeds Incorporated, Woodburn, Indiana. They'll be happy to give you all the facts about the Vita-coated concepts and why it's profitable for you. Nancy?
Yes, Sir Dugan?
Last Sunday, I was listening to the Sunday Barn, and Bob had not realized that I'd had two Sundays off in a row till you had to go and tell him. I had a good thing going there.
Oh, I know,
and you spoiled it.
Yeah, but I thought, well, we missed you so helping us do the chores, Dugan. So
I miss being here. I'm serious.
I know you do.
But the problem is Bob was confessing while they're doing the remodeling and putting our new studio in the stall over there, there just isn't room. There's no stall
for all of us.
There's not enough room.
You know something?
What's that?
These rock and roll groups have strange names.
Yes.
I think we ought to start a whole new group, and let's name them...
The Phytophthora root rot.
That's right. Okay.
Let me tell you.
The year is 1957. Let's join Patty Page.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. If you like the taste of a lobster stew, served by a window with an ocean view, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to beckon you, miles of green beneath the skies of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born. If you spend an evening you want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Oh, if you spend an evening you'll want to stay
on Cape Cod Bay,
watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
That was pure gold and Oklahoma's gift to all of us who love great songs. That was Patty Page, real name. Anybody remember?
Wait a minute. Oh, I did.
Give up?
Yeah.
Clara Fowler. Patty Page.
And old Cape Cod is another place we're going to have to visit, too.
Oh, maybe this summer, Nancy.
Hopefully.
We hope so.
That's beautiful, yeah. Hey, you know, out in Phoenix, Arizona, Agriculture Secretary John Block said in a news conference this past Thursday that almost every program in the Department of Agriculture except agricultural research and exports could receive budget cuts under President Ronald Reagan's administration. During a conference at the National Cattlemen's Association annual meeting, Block said he would work to expand agricultural research, especially in the areas of production and marketing, although he did not approve of the competitive grant basis for awarding research funds. He also said the USDA would work to expand commercial exports of farm products. Now, he singled out several USDA programs that were likely to receive budget cuts, including the food stamp and school lunch programs, the dairy support program, Rural Electrification Administration. Although he did not specify how much money would be trimmed or what other changes would be made in any of those programs, and also the USDA food stamp program, he did say the department planned to reduce the number of eligible recipients. However, he said the truly needy and the elderly would still benefit from the program. Now, I think, again, we Americans who all are in the same boat together, we hear of cuts here, cuts there. It seems to me, and I'm speaking simply as an individual, but if we can see where these are being fair and down the line and everybody, you know, sacrificing a little rather than just one person or one group, sure. I think the people will accept that.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm sure we will.
Yeah, and the underlining there, the truly needy and the elderly benefit from the programs, and I think that's what we're looking for. Now, from that convention, let me say one more thing before we get some music and one other thing from before the music, Sam. But our congratulations go out to a Hoosier, Sam Washburn from Fowler, Indiana, who has been elected as president-elect of that National Cattlemen's Association.
Well, let's give him a Jay Gould round of applause.
Right.
One more time.
Now, he's done just a good job with the Indiana Beef Cattle Group, and, boy, that's good news for them.
Well, most Sams are on the ball.
He said most. Backed by popular demand, the savings event of a lifetime, leather coats for only $39. That's right, leather coats values to $165 for only $39. Metropolitan Coat Manufacturers, the $39 leather coat company, buys from major leather companies across the country to bring these giant values to you. For one day only, today from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Harley Hotel, 5250 Distribution Drive, exit 111A off I-69 here in Fort Wayne. Music time, Mr. D.
From our collection of old song sheets, we've picked one from way, way back in the year 1921, and we feature WoWo's own Jack Carman with Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers, the Barnyard Stradivarius, on the bank, or rather by the bend of the river. Thank you. Walk would say, wonderful, a wonderful Jack. Thank you, Boyce. Yes. Jack Carmen with his Barnyard Stradivarius with Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers. And we're happy to say that Jack Carmen will be with us on February 16th on a Monday. With all you good people listening in, we're going to gather for Jay Gould's big 80th birthday anniversary.
Hey!
And when I was speaking a couple times this past week, some people were a little confused. They said, now, is everybody invited to that?
Everybody.
Everybody is invited, and it's free. So if Uncle Jay tries to charge you for the ice cream, pay no attention to it.
Say happy Valentine's Day on Saturday, February 14th, with a beautiful Valentine card by Ambassador from King's. Choose from King's complete selection, from lighthearted greetings to tender and touching thoughts. King's has Ambassador Valentine cards just for kids, too. For a special Valentine wish for all the extra special people in your life, visit the complete Ambassador card department today at King's department stores. Better hurry, though. Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
Well, as you know, Bob has always been very gracious over the years to completely fess up when he has done something that, I like to put it for all of us, slightly less than intelligent, right?
Are you talking about Big Bob Sievers?
Yeah, well, he's always fessed up.
You mean he was started out to go to one place and ended up in another place like somebody else I know?
That's what I was going to confess about. I did. I had to appear over at the Kosciuszko County Soil and Water Conservation Banquet last Tuesday, I believe
it
was.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, Sharon and I, it was a 6:30 deal, so we got in the car and left home at a quarter till five. Gave me plenty of time to get there.
Right.
We get, and I'm driving kind of slow, I guess around 40 miles an hour. She says, well, how come you're slowing down? I said, well, we're only 19 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
She says, we are? And I said, yeah. And all of a sudden, I said, holy mackerel. She says, what's the matter?
I can see it
I
coming.
Said, why would they have the Kosciuszko banquet in Walbay? We're supposed to be going to Warsaw.
Yes, yes.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't know what she was kidding me about. She was in the same car I was. But.
Well, that happened to us, the Hilltoppers, a long, long time ago. We'll tell you about that sometime, too, Duke.
Well, then Bob told me about the time that he went to one of the smaller towns and as luck would have it, the town had two churches,
mm-hmm.
and he pulls into town and sees this church, and there's some cars there, so he figures there it is.
Yep.
Pulls in, and you know Bob has a lot of equipment, you know,
yes.
the screen,
right.
the projector,
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
different speakers and everything. Had it all set up, and he said the people were coming in and sitting down and saying hello to him. He was saying hi, and he said they looked at him a little strange, but you know, he didn't. You know, sometimes people do that.
Yeah.
And finally he heard one of the ladies say, well, I didn't know we were going to have films, and the other says, well, we aren't. And he's, well, what's that? And Bob says, what? And then he explained who it was, and he said, oh, you're at the church on the other side of town.
Oh, like there's an old song called, you're in the right church, but the wrong pew.
Yeah. That was it.
That's
what Bob said when he got all his gear over there and got it set up. Phew.
Here's a song that Marty Robbins is famous for, one of the story songs.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Daring a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance and that was to run. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward, down off the hill
I see five mounted cowboys, off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina goodbye.
And the very best to Marty Robbins, who, as you folks know, has been ill again. And we wish him a speedy recovery. A man from Arizona with so many talents. You know, he sings those three parts by himself on some of his recordings.
Now, I heard, Nancy, you ask off the air here if anyone heard how he's doing. I did see a thing. In fact, I showed it to you, Sam, about a week or so ago where he was recuperating. And
good.
The problem is, I'm sure he's going to have to take it a little bit easy, and that's hard for a person with that kind of talent to do. I'm sure.
I know surgery was mentioned, too, and I just wondered whether he was going to go ahead with the heart surgery or not.
Nancy's sister has been to the Grand Ole Opry many times as a guest of Marty Robbins. They're old and dear friends. And she says he is the only one of the whole cast that stays after the program is over and entertains the people maybe for an hour and a half, because he loves people and he sings his heart out.
You're speaking of heart problems there. We've had the opportunity, and thanks to Hilda Wehrmeyer for setting this up for us. Now, you know, February is National Heart Month.
Yes, yes.
And we've had all different kinds of things about how we can take better care of ourselves and so forth. And she lined up Dr. Trent Cooper, that we've already had on the air a couple of times, and we'll have some more interviews with him during this month. Speaking particularly to the rural people and farming people who have a lot of stress in some times of the year, more so than probably any other segment of our society. And I'm talking about the long, hard times when you're harvesting or planting or those types of things, or for cattle people when calving is taking place or lambing or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. You put in a lot of extra hours, a lot of extra tension, and there's some things that we can do to kind of balance that out. So we'll have some more of those interviews, and thanks to Hilda for thinking about us.
And speaking of heart, if you want to see some beautiful songs with the covers depicting the heart, this being Heart Month, that's ready, matter of fact, right now, and you know
great,
where.
Great.
Well, Sam, we've got some more music for us this morning.
I hope so.
A group from way down in Santa Claus, Indiana, believe it or not. If you've never been to Indiana, ask Joe, Harry, and the Quartet.
If you have never been to Indiana, there's a state of surprises for you. In Indiana, they'll tell you what we're telling you is true. Take a mighty masterpiece carved out by nature's hand, add fun and hospitality, and you've got Hoosier Land. If you have never been in Indiana, come to see us. Whatever else you do, if you have never been in Indiana, is a state of surprises for you. Ask anyone who's been in Indiana, they'll tell you what we're telling you is true. Take a mighty masterpiece carved out by nature's hand, add fun and hospitality, and you've got Hoosier Land. If you have never been in Indiana, come to see us, whatever else you do. And a friendly welcome's waiting here for you.
What a great song and performance by the Joe Harry Quartet. And by the way, that song was introduced and featured down in Santa Claus, Indiana, in the year 1966. And if memory serves me correctly, that was the sesquicentennial celebration for Indiana.
Oh, look at me. I can't even say it.
It seems like that's where it all started.
That's and a nice little place down there, Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus, Indiana. And Dugan, Nancy, and little Sam there in the corn crib, our engineer this morning, Bob Sievers, and all the WoWo folks, we bring you best regards from good friends at the Wells County Historical Society. I had the pleasure of entertaining these people last Monday night with my sheet music and my stories about the old songs, and we all got together in the basement of the First Church of Christ in Bluffton, Indiana. Also, Nancy, remember years ago Barbara Johnson used to sing on WoWo?
Oh, absolutely. Well, Barbara
Johnson, and her married name is Dr. Truby, so it would be Barbara Truby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
But
she's still Barbara Johnson to me. And have you seen her mother since?
Her mother at 81 is just as frisky as ever.
Well,
as frisky as Jay Gould.
And that's saying something.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you give us some music to get us in a good mood to get out of here today?
The granddaddy of all the fiddle tunes, Cotton Eye Joe, Nashville Brass Style. That's finger picking good, Cotton Eye Joe, and happy Sunday, everybody.
That's it. That's all the time we have on this Sunday. We've had a great time being with you and hope you've enjoyed it, too. I'm Dugan Fry speaking for Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers, Bob Sievers, and Uncle Jay Gould. And don't forget again, February 16th on a Monday out at Southtown Mall, his happy birthday, number 80. Hope to see you all there. From the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO Fort Wayne, Indiana.